Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys soccer team, Coach Lon Boyk. And Coach, it was, well, for the most part, sort of even, but each team had their runs offensively, and it was Grand Forks Central just able to find the net a few more times.
Yeah, we, I agree, and we played a lot of the game at our end, probably half the game, and got a few shots off. But defensively, they were pretty good, and I think probably their team speed was maybe a little bit more than what we thought, and they had some guys with some good size in there too. So, you know, we're not used to seeing that type of thing, and you know, they play in a pretty good conference over here, the EDC, and you know, their record is no indication of how good they are.
The first goal that they scored, they were able to get behind your defense, had a nice centering pass to get that first goal, and that was one where they just made a nice play.
Yeah, it was a nice, you know, kid kicked across, kind of across the goal, and they had a, we didn't mark up a guy or have a guy on him, and he, I think he headed it into the goal on that one. It was a pretty nice play, you know, by them. Not for us, unfortunately. We didn't find him. We left him open, and he was able to put it in.
You were putting pressure on Grand Forks Central's defense for the next, I'd say, five, ten minute span where you just had a lot of pressure. It finally paid off. You were able to actually, they tried to clear the ball and it goes into the net. You get the goal to tie it up at one apiece, but that was because you're putting a lot of pressure on.
Yeah, and I think Jack Everett, you know, kicked it and it went went off some guys back on the other team. So, you know, we were fortunate, and that's one of the things that happen in soccer sometimes. But, yeah, so it was good to get ourselves back in the game because, you know, it was a struggle up to that point.
And then it was, like we said, sort of back and forth with each team having a few scoring opportunities the rest of the half, and you were tied at 1-1. What was the thoughts then?
Well, the thought at halftime is, you know, their team speed was a little bit more than what we thought, and we kept telling them, you got to get rid of the ball quicker, we got to play a little bit quicker, and we just didn't seem to do that in the second half either. You know, we get the ball and we like to make a move with the ball first before we kick it to where we need it to go, and we just weren't doing that in the second half, I didn't think, and I just thought their team speed was a little bit more than we could handle.
And that, well, speaking of, you got to get rid of it a little quicker, and that was a large reason why you couldn't.
Yeah, right. And because we hung onto the ball too long, we kept it on our foot too long, and you know, we're surveying the field, which is fine. We could do that against some schools, but you know, not against these guys.
They were able to score somewhat early into the first half. They had a nice kick. Blake Melsha made a nice leaping save, but fortunately, the rebound just ricocheted off to the side, and they're able to kick it in.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, and you know, we didn't do a very good job. First of all, the first guy that kicked it off the crossbar, I think it went off the top of the crossbar, or Blake made a play on it. But see, that shot should never get off, and we can't be leaving guys wide open shooting the ball with full force. And you know, so, you know, at times we struggled defensively.
In the last 10 minutes or so, they scored one or two goals about a minute or two apart from each other. And what happened there?
Yeah, kind of disappointing. I think when it got to be 3-1, and we probably were pretty down, and then of course they got another one, and I'm like, well, it's going to be like 7-1 if we don't start playing here again, you know, and then we finished the half. But you know, I think we were down, and honestly, I heard a few of the kids kind of say, you know, they were 1-11-1 coming into the game, and I think perhaps some of our guys, and maybe ourselves as coaches too, or maybe a little overconfident, thinking, you know, they beat Eastside 1-0, we beat Eastside 5-1, so does that translate into a win? No, you still got to go out and play, and we can't take anybody for granted.
Overall thoughts, obviously a tough loss, but against a pretty good Central team.
Yeah, you know, they played well. And like I say, they're in a good conference, and you know, they have some size and speed, and you know, they're not terrible. You know, if they were in Minnesota, they would have a winning record, you know, and of course, you know, Grand Forks is a little bit bigger, obviously, but I think it was good for us to play, and I hate playing Monday games, by the way. I just want to make that known because I like to get that day of practice in and prepare, and we've been off since, well, we played last Thursday and won, and then we had a light practice Friday and didn't do anything Saturday, Sunday, so we've been off for a couple of days, and so that doesn't help either, but, you know, Grand Forks was better today.
Oh, and the good news is this doesn't count in the QRF because they're a North Dakota school. So it's just one that you play and take experience from.
Yeah, you know, and if you take a look at the QRF, we were looking at it on the way here. I think we're sitting like third or fourth in the QRF, which is good for us. And you know, we got some really important games this weekend up at Hibbing and Mesabi East that, you know, we got to at least come through with one of those wins up there, I hope. And two would be great. And, you know, if we want to try to get to our goals of getting a winning record and hosting a playoff game, you know, it's there for us. So we just got to go get it.
Just looking to end the year strong with those only three games left.
Only three to go, and those two up there. And then a week from tomorrow, we play over at Eastside, and that will not be an easy match returning that one either. So we can't go into that one overconfident. All right.